From an offshore platform in the Caspian Sea, British Petroleum extracts oil from a reserve estimated to contain 5.4 billion barrels of oil. From there, it is piped directly to the Sangachal terminal, located just outside of Baku, the capital of the Central Asian country of Azerbaijan. From there, it takes a circuitous route, avoiding Russia, to reach energy-hungry countries in Europe and Asia. A pipeline with a capacity of 1 million barrels a day transports the oil north to Tbilisi, Georgia, and then southwest to the Mediterranean port city of Ceyhan, Turkey. From there, tankers carry the oil around the world. The Caspian region now supplies only a portion of the oil the world consumes, but its vast untapped reserves are believed to rival those of Russia and Saudi Arabia. Alex Alexeev, an analyst with the Center for Security Policy in Washington, says the future development of this energy-rich region could change the balance of power in the world.
That whoever controls the tap of gas and oil really has tremendous economic power. That does change the equation.
The West considered development of the Baku to Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline a victory. But most of the Caspian region's oil and gas still travels through Russian pipelines built before the collapse of the Soviet Union, when the oil-rich countries of Central Asia were still ruled from Moscow. Turkmenistan recently signed an agreement to build a new pipeline to send its gas to Russia. Alexeev warns that an autocratic Russia, if it ever gained a monopoly on the region's energy supplies, would be able to impose its political will upon the world.
Russia does not want to operate on purely capitalistic principles, that where commodities are developed, sold, and etc., strictly on the basis of profit. They want to use their hydrocarbon resources for political purposes.
Construction of a planned Central Asia oil pipeline through Afghanistan and Pakistan, designed to bypass Russia, has been stalled because of continuing instability in the region. In 2006, Russia's government-run gas monopoly temporarily cut its gas flow to Ukraine and Belarus in a dispute over a sharp price increase, a move that was seen by many as politically motivated. That also sharply reduced deliveries to Europe, unnerving European leaders. For supporters of the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline, these moves reinforced their views that a pipeline bypassing Russia was necessary. The Caspian region's oil reserves are key as Russia and the West vie for influence in the region.
Russia does not have friends. Russia has its own interests.
Vugar Bayramov, with the Center for Economic and Social Development in Baku, says Azerbaijan, which has vast oil reserves, has aligned itself firmly with the West and supports the building of a second pipeline called Nabucco.
This has really a tradition, big tradition and experience to make richer, to give more benefit to neighbor or to friend countries. But Russia doesn't have such experience.
A consortium of Western oil companies built the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline at a time when Russia was economically weak. Alexander Rahr with the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin says high energy prices have made Russia richer and stronger and anxious to reestablish its political standing in the world.
Russia is trying to become an energy superpower again.
Rahr says Russia wants to monopolize the transport of oil and gas to Asian and European markets in order to bolster its global ambitions. But he says the marketplace is too diverse to be controlled.
Russia exactly needs the Western markets in order to sell its oil and gas. And it knows that if it threatens its markets, if it tries to really weaken the West by using energy and gas as a weapon, as an instrument to push others into a kind of corner, then it will lose its markets.
Rahr says developing direct European access to the Caspian region's oil and gas will help keep Russia's political ambitions in check. Brian Patton, VOA News.